Talk to me.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowie.
Do you use drop shipping, or are you considering drop shipping as a method of product delivery for your customers? As with any product sourcing method, there are advantages and disadvantages to drop shipping. On today's show, we'll discuss the pros and cons of drop shipping with Jason Sanchez, CEO of OneNet Enterprises. OneNet is a factory authorized wholesaler that you can find online at www.oneinc.com. That's oneinc.com. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're hanging right in there. It's for a Monday, not too badly, I don't think.
Hey, Jason, it's great to talk to you again.
Likewise, good to talk to you too.
Well, I was just out with Jason a couple of weeks ago over at his Tampa warehouse.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we did an interview with him and got to know each other really well, and he's got an amazing operation out there.
Fantastic. We were shooting some video for the WorldwideBrands.com website, right?
Yep, that's absolutely what we're doing, and I think you're going to find that Jason is a drop shipping wizard. he really knows everything about drop shipping. I think that's the subject of our radio show today.
It is, actually. You wanted to kick off with, now, of course, here at WorldwideBrands.com, we are very familiar with drop shipping, but from the factory authorized wholesaler's perspective, Jason, can you walk us through what drop shipping is?
Sure. What drop shipping is it's a service and a wholesale distributor combined into one package, whereby a retail merchant, ideally one that doesn't need to hold their own inventory, can find a drop shipping distributor, and then they can make their retail sales as they normally would. And upon making a retail sale, they can send the a purchase order to the drop shipper, and the drop shipper will then blind ship the item directly to the retail customer on behalf of the retail merchant. And the idea is that the drop shipper then remains anonymous in the process. And then one of the other special parts of drop shipping is that the purchase order could be for, as small as a single item.
Right, which obviously makes it a great point of entry for anyone selling online.
Correct. Drop shippers give online merchants the ability to enter the internet retail market at very, very low cost.
Right. Rob?
Right, yeah, because in that case the supplier yourself is actually fulfilling the product directly to that online merchant's customer. So, are there any minimum order requirements that the retailer must meet in order to have products drop shipped to their customers?
Well, with a true drop shipper like OneNet Enterprises, no, there would be no minimum order requirement. Simply because the order is going to be determined by the retail customer. And so if the retail customer only orders one item, well, that's what needs to be shipped. And if the retail customer orders a dozen or a half dozen, well, that's what needs to be shipped.
So do we get true wholesale pricing on a product that's drop shipped if you're working with a real wholesaler such as yourself?
A lot of times, even with real wholesalers, you may not get the same wholesale price that that a person who is buying in bulk would be, but oftentimes you will. The majority of our products are offered at the base wholesale rate that the traditional distributors offer the same products at. However, some products just lend themselves they have special circumstances wherein, you might lose, between 10 and 30% on the margin, but the margin is still appreciable, and considering the lack of overhead for the retailer, it's still a great deal.
Right. Right. Now, your background, you started out as, you've got an online background, if I remember correctly, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So can you tell us just a little bit about that, kind of how you got into online retailing and then transferred into wholesaling?
Sure. I started out as an online retailer with retail websites, and I didn't really have all the support I needed in terms, from the people that were drop shipping for me. And this was early on, back in 1997. And so just the informational gaps and like, you know, in stock or out of stock, tracking numbers and all those sorts of things were just creating too much labor. And I thought I could do it better. And so with the volume we were pushing, you know, I was able to go out and source directly from overseas and establish wholesale distribution contracts with some of the larger U.S. distributors.
Right. I mean, that's terrific. I mean, it really helps with your knowledge of the Internet, and I know you've got a great programmer there as well, or staff, who is so familiar with, you know, the challenges that face an online seller. I think it's fantastic to have a supplier like that. Let's talk about, you know, we're talking about fees, and you're saying that you're able to provide true wholesale prices. But oftentimes people ask me about dropship fees.
Uh-huh.
You know, what? Let's help people understand what a dropship fee is, and whether you have one, or just describe them a little bit.
Okay. A dropship fee is essentially the handling and packaging fee, which is, you know, a handling fee, which is added on to the shipping portion of a wholesale or a drop shipped order. So for us, we have the cost of the shipping that we pay to either FedEx or UPS or DHL, or, you know, however it's shipped. Could be U.S. Postal Service, but those are typically the main ways. And then the other expenses that go into putting together a shipment include the packaging, the cardboard or the mailer, and the tape. And then there's also the labor that goes into it. And so OneNet Enterprises charges $3.50 per shipment, and that's for an individual purchase order going into a unique location. And for us, it doesn't really matter how many items are in the shipment. So it's possible that if it's a large enough order, you know, that $3.50 doesn't cover just the cost of our cardboard alone. But for most instances, it does, and so it pretty much evens out. And so
right.
That's what a dropshipping fee is.
And, you know, when we're talking about this, Jason, what most people don't understand is that what you're doing as a dropshipper for them is you're taking over both cost and time, right, for the home-based seller, because if they were buying in bulk, they would have to take each one of those products themselves and buy a box for it, package it up, get it ready for shipping, print the label, do all those things. And, you know, those costs, and plus the time that it takes for a home-based seller to do that at their home, really evens out. I mean, one of the most misunderstood points, I think, in home-based selling is that your time equals money, too. You know,
correct.
It's not just the price of the product, the dropship fee, you know, adding those things together. You have to consider your time. Now, when your time can be better spent working on your online advertising or looking for other products to sell, or, you know, doing so many of the things, you know, customer service, so many things that need to be handled in your business, the difference that you pay really between, you know, wholesale and or dropshipping in bulk is mostly that dropship fee, I think, for most companies. And that is just, you're paying them to do work that would cost you money to do anyway.
Correct. And that's a very good point. And in most cases, the dropship fee that is charged, you know, to dropship an order is going to be less than what it would cost a retail merchant to do themselves.
That's right.
Simply because of scale and efficiency. You know, the overhead costs that go into buying, warehousing, and shipping individual items can be tremendous. And it doesn't become efficient to do so until you do it on a large enough scale.
Right.
And so what a retail merchant can gain from a good drop shipper is the advantage of that drop shipper's established efficiencies.
Right. Jason, you mentioned blind drop shipping. Let's just cover that real quick if we could.
Sure. What blind drop shipping is, essentially it means that the drop shipper, you know, wholesale distributor like OneNet Enterprises, remains anonymous to the retail customer, and so that the retail customer, all they see is the retail merchant that they purchased from. And so, you know, a good drop shipper like OneNet's going to, you know, it's going to go a long way to make even a small retail merchant look like a much larger company.
Right.
Now, when you're working with them, do you actually take their logo, or packaging, or a label, or how? is that actually what you do with some of your sellers?
Sure. If the merchant provides us with a logo, we will place that logo on their packing lists. There are other services we provide. For instance, if the merchant provides us with stickers or flyers or whatnot, we can include those with their shipments. You know, we can do a variety of things to help the merchant with their marketing in terms of the actual shipments that leave from our warehouses, and to enhance our services with them.
Right. I think people don't really appreciate how important that can be for a small online seller's branding. You really can look big and still be small by using this kind of a relationship with a dropship supplier. So it's something you should definitely ask about.
And it is time for a quick break. If you want to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, check for upcoming trade shows in your area, and even find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz, then you'll want to subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com. We'll continue learning more with Jason Sanchez when we return. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowie.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day, pushing harder, taking risks when others won't, being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to entrepreneur.com. That's entrepreneur.com.
The Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network is pleased to announce the grand opening of the BizRadioMall.com, a virtual mall stocked full of products and services you won't find anywhere else. Tools to start or grow your business, services to improve your bottom line or increase sales, special offers and discounts only available through this mall. Simply log on to www.BizRadioMall.com and stroll through the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The Biz Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. Shop, buy, and pay for immediate delivery. The Biz Radio Mall also has items for your health, mind, and body. Take a moment and see what we have for you and your business. That's BizRadioMall.com. Check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores on a regular basis. That's www.BizRadioMall.com, another service of the Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one. plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your 4-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations! Your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often,
you have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
Find out what the nation's best entrepreneurs are doing. Subscribe to the magazine today by logging on to entrepreneur.com.